Welcome, Kara, to Writer's Series.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Our pleasure. You are an entrepreneur, an SEO expert, a copywriter. You have a very definitive love for writing. How were you introduced to the craft of writing?
Pretty much since I could hold a pen. So I started writing poems way back in early childhood and just fell in love with it. It's just something that makes me feel good, and I've always done it. And I did try to write a few fiction novels that never quite got off the ground in my young adulthood, but now I get to write emails and websites and things like that, and I do it every day and love it.
You also happen to focus on the fitness and wellness industry, that entrepreneurial space. Are there any other industries that you accommodate with your writing?
Yes, I've worked with lots of different people. I've worked with lawyers, jewelry makers, poultry providers. So fitness is my main area because I like to be healthy and fit and active myself. But yes, I've worked with lots of different people in different spaces.
Because you share your seeds of inspiration and serving the fitness and wellness industry, some people may think it has become very saturated. How do you focus on keeping your ideas fresh?
That's a very good question. The biggest thing for me is getting to know my clients and finding out what is unique for them. It is a very crowded industry, but once you discover what makes you different and what makes you, it's much easier to stand out. So I think in the very beginning, in the first years, it's a lot harder for businesses. And I think that's probably the same in any industry as you're figuring out, how you want things to work and trying to do all the things. But once you really hone in on what it is that you do really well, then it's much easier to express that to your audience.
As a writer, do you recommend businesses to figure out what their personality is, or do some businesses rely on the writer to paint a personality to their brand?
No, definitely the business needs to know their personality. But the writer, like I help my clients figure theirs out if they're not quite sure yet. Quite often they have a bit of an idea, but the business definitely needs to know and approve of and be happy with their personality. And then the writer can help put that into words for them.
Because you stress that each brand and entrepreneur should know themselves, what makes them unique. What makes your writing unique that lets the whole world know that Kara worked on it?
For sure. I think for me, I learned all the rules and now I break them. So my writing is very probably casual and it relates to my fitness clients very well because it talks to them the kind of language that they'd speak at in the gym when they're hanging out with their clients. It's very relaxed. But it's also got that lovely storytelling element. So it brings up the emotions and it just sounds like me. It's got my own kind of unique voice. So the way I'm talking to you now, that's how my writing is.
How was your journey with discovering your writing process? Was it by trying out different types of writing, poetry, novels, website development, or was there a certain element of writing that you were taught and you customized it to what you're working on?
I think the biggest thing for me was learning that as a creative person, and I think, all writers that relate to this were quite spontaneous and want to write when we feel that motivation or that creative sort of mojo coming through. We get excited. It's, oh, I feel like writing this, or an idea pops in our head. And I tended to rely on that in the early days. And that was a big learning curve for me to then actually realize I had to be strategic and plan out my writing time and work out when I was going to sit my butt at my desk and get the words on the page. That was a really important thing. And sometimes you have to write when you don't feel like it, and it may not be the best, but it's still practice. The more you write, the better you get.
You touch upon a very valid point, having to write when you don't feel like it. If you find yourself in that situation, what do you do?
It depends on how much I don't feel like it. If I'm really struggling, I'll go and do some exercise. I'll get up from the desk, take a break. But if it's a deadline and I have to get things done, usually I put on some music. I just try and really hone in on what I need to do and focus on the end goal, how good I'll feel once it's done. I used to be a big procrastinator, but that made me very anxious about getting things done. So now I actually get work done very quickly and I try to deliver early because I know I feel a lot better that it's done. So I'm much better at sitting down and going, right, this has to be done. Let's just knuckle down and do it.
Because you also focus on the craft of copywriting, in your opinion, what makes a good copywriter?
A good copywriter. Oh, there's probably a few skills there. Definitely curiosity. You have to be able to get into your audience's head, and that needs research skills as well. You've got to be able to find out who your clients' audiences are and, what's troubling them. And also selling skills. You've got to be at, copywriting is using words to sell. So you've got to understand the sales process and know how to nurture people along the selling process.
For anyone listening out there who may want to embark upon that path, what are some steps that you would recommend them to consider taking?
Learn about marketing. There are loads of free resources available. So I would start with learning about marketing and with the and selling and sales. And if you want to get into that space, because it is quite different to just writing for the love of it and creating fiction. So you need to be very up to date with what's happening in the marketing industry. And then I would look at other copywriters. One of the ones that I've learned from is Kate Toon. She has a lovely membership that nurtures new copywriters. So if you go and join a community like that, you can then ask questions and get templates and things to get your feet off the ground and get running with your business.
Is there any particular writing tip that you were given that you love and it has made an immense difference in your productivity?
Probably the shortest amount of words you have to use is the hardest. So don't ever underestimate the amount of time that you need. So, and convey that to clients too. So if you're working, writing for people, and even I think for authors too, that very first sentence, it needs to be so punchy and attention grabbing. They're going to be the hardest. And I often do those last. So I'll write headlines last, or if I'm just writing for the pleasure of it, I'll write the most important point last because I need to know the background and everything else that's going to come towards it. And you really need to spend a lot of time on that point.
From your experience working with different clients, what is the best form of critique that you have offered them?
Critiquing them, as in their work, or
Yes, critiquing their work or refining their idea so you could improve how they look at their own brand.
generally, I find we hop on and have a chat. So, just a very casual chat and ask them about their business and why they love it, why they built it up. I get to know them and then find out what their problems are. And then I give them some praise for where they're at because it's always a hard journey to build a business. And then I'll kind of lead into the feedback, but I always explain why. So I never say to them, you need to do this, this, and this, and leave it at that. I explain why. So then they understand and they much more value what you're saying rather than just feeling like they're being criticized.
As a writer, whose work do you appreciate? Are there any books or literary authors that you admire?
I love a lot of fantasy writers. So, Robert Jordan, Raymond Feist, George Martin, George R.R. Martin, I should say. Yes, a lot of those. I also loved Terry Pratchett and Sarah Douglas. So, and a lot of the fantasy sort of ones are my cup of tea.
So curious minds would love to know, what is it about the fantasy writing that captivates your attention?
I would love to live in a fantasy world. It would be so much fun, wouldn't it? Ride on dragons, and I love archery, and I love the medieval world. So it just takes me to this whole magical place where anything can happen. You can create potions, and it's just a very special kind of happy place for me.
As a writer, do you have a favorite word?
A favorite word? Gosh, that's a hard question. No, I don't. I love them all.
And in your opinion, if there is an entrepreneur seeking out a copywriter, what are a few key elements that they should look for to know that they're hiring the right copywriter for them?
That's an excellent question. The first thing is you need to be very clear on what you're wanting the copywriter to do and what you want from them. And also know the kind of person that you like to work with. So whenever I'm going to hire someone myself, say like a photographer or something, I first look at what I want from that relationship and the kind of people that I get along with, because it is a collaborative approach. You don't just sort of go to the copywriter here, write my website. There's back and forth with drafts, and you take time to find out what they like and don't like, and you need to be comfortable having that communication and that conversation. So I'll definitely look for someone that you feel like is a comfortable fit with your personality and that you can get along with quite easily. Obviously, experience, how many years they've been doing it for, whether they understand things like SEO if you're getting websites done. And also probably just their tone of voice, because every copywriter can sort of flex how their writing style to a point. But if you're looking for a very professional academic writing style and you can go and look at my website, you're probably going to go, well, this is not quite the person, because yes, I could write that, but I might not write it as well as someone who is a very academic style copywriter. So if you're looking for someone more casual and chatty, then, I would definitely be the kind of copywriter you would go for. So knowing the tone of voice that you're looking for and the style is really important too.
When you started out your own business, what was one of the very first lessons that you learned?
You don't have to have it all figured out. You can figure it out along the way.
Very wise. And returning back to talking about SEO, a lot of people think that they could do their own SEO and they will get the results. And the market has a lot of talent that could help you with the SEO. How would you define SEO, and what are a few elements that business owners should keep in mind when seeking out a source, whether it's a person or a website that could guide them along?
The first step with SEO is to educate yourself, because you don't know what you're paying for unless you understand a little bit about SEO. And it is quite a big topic and it gets deep very quickly. It has a lot of technical terms. And I find I have had a lot of clients who have paid for people to do SEO for them and not knowing what they were paying for, and then often stop what they're doing or just get really confused by it. So first, educate yourself a little bit about what it is so you know what you're getting when you're hiring someone to do SEO for you. One of the biggest things I suggest, I'm all about the on-page SEO, and that's keyword research. So knowing what your audience is typing into Google and what they're looking for to try and find your services is really important. And that's a big mindset flip that I find a lot of my clients have to do, because they're often so busy talking about their business and the way that they want to talk about it, they don't realize that people aren't looking for that. For example, I get a lot of fitness coaches that call themselves coaches, but their audience is typing personal training into Google, and so they're not finding them because they don't use the words personal trainer on their website. So keyword research is definitely a very important aspect of SEO that I suggest all small businesses look into. And definitely, if you're looking for the more technical aspects with your website, go out and get someone to help you, because even though I know some SEO, I still get help from a website developer to get mine sorted, because it is a very big topic and you can get lost very easily. So educate yourself a little bit to know what you're shopping around for. Have a really good conversation about them, about what they're going to provide, and then just check in with them all the time as to how that's helping you get leads and sales and things like that, so you know how it's helping to build your business.
Would it make sense to notify audiences that buzzwords do not equal SEO? SEO is more technical, not just what they want to hear.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Buzzwords and trend words come and go very quickly. And if you're looking at SEO, it's a long game. You're hoping that people will come over time. So the keywords you might put in place now might stand you in good stead for, 2, 3 years, depending on what's happening in your industry. And the questions that people are asking to find you wouldn't change that much. If someone's looking for a plumber, they might be like, well, how do I fix this leak under my kitchen sink? That's not going to change over time. That's a constant problem that everyone's going to continue to have. So answering those questions with your content is really important, and not getting caught up in the buzzwords.
Are there any new projects or initiatives that you're rolling out on your website?
I'm actually in the process of building a course to help fitness and health and wellness brands DIY their marketing, because a lot of them want to be in that driver's seat and also don't always have the budget to hire, a copywriter and everyone else to get all the bits and pieces. So I'm hoping to release that towards the end of March, so that people, and it will help people outside of fitness as well. Any small business owner really honing on their branding, their marketing foundations, and learning some copywriting skills.
Kara, pertaining marketing, in your opinion, what is the best marketing tip for new writers? How should they market their writing or their work?
Get to know what kind of businesses you're wanting to serve. If you're marketing your writing to someone, or if it's, you're trying to pick up clients, if it's sort of fictional, again, it's really just knowing your audience, who's going to read it, who's going to be interested in it. Whatever you're marketing, you need to know who's going to buy it or hire you. So spend some time on forums and chatting to people that are in that audience that you're targeting it to, so you know what kind of language they're using and what they're looking for.
Because writing is also a form of communication, From your career experience, what is the best form of feedback you have received regarding your writing?
Well, I always, at the end of every project, I provide a feedback form. So they always tell me, how the project went, and they're able to provide not just that they were happy with it or not, but if there were any things that surprised them along the way. And I often find that's really valuable because what they might say in an email or over the phone will be different to what sometimes what they'll put in the feedback form because I give them that chance to be a bit more honest. Sometimes I'll pick up on little ways that I can just iron out my project management process or the onboarding, so they have, their expectations meet exactly what's going to happen. So I think giving people that chance to be honest is really important.
And in the copywriting space, you have the privilege of helping so many people around the world. Have you ever had experience where you have done everything in your power, but you reach that limit where you know that you might not be able to please everyone out there? How can you help other writers get over that hurdle?
Oh, definitely, you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. In fact, if you're trying to please everyone, you're destined to fail. The only things I think that please everyone are things like chocolate bars, but even then, some people aren't a fan of stuff like that. So really don't go into it thinking I'm going to write something that everyone is going to love. You need to pick a group or a type of person that you're writing to and write it like they're sitting across the table from you. And understand that, some days we write the absolute best and some days we miss the mark. And I've definitely had projects where I've had to redo it and it's disappointing and you feel a bit rejected, or someone says this just doesn't work out and you have to part ways. And you just have to understand that for whatever reason, it just wasn't the right timing or the right person. Often for me, it's a learning process that at the start, I probably didn't pick up that we were quite the right fit, or they just might not have been ready to work with me. They might not have had those marketing and brand foundations in place to actually get to the stage of knowing what they wanted well enough to express that to someone else. So it's always a learning process, even though it can hurt when we do get that rejection with writing. It's a matter of dusting ourselves off and going, okay, what did this actually teach me? What can I do better next time?
Very well said. And Kara, finally, you're welcome to share with audiences in your words what you do and how they can find you.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm a fitness copywriter, so I write websites, sales pages, emails. Like I said, I'm launching a course to help businesses figure out their marketing. So you can find me at carastokescopywriter.com or on Instagram. I hang out there quite a bit, so pop by and send me a DM and say hello at Cara Stokes Copywriter. I'm very friendly, so don't be afraid to chat.
Thank you, Kara, for joining us on Writers Series.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.